And we're on the phone with Lana Steinhaus and Karen Sankus from the Chippewa County Health Department. And good morning to you both. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, good, good. Well, so we're into March. I know we're coming up. I think a couple weeks ago when we talked, it was the one-year anniversary for you guys going into COVID. I know next week it'll be kind of like the public one-year anniversary of COVID, I guess. But we kind of all learned about what was happening and didn't know what we were in for the next year. So
now we know.
Yes, indeed. If we knew then what we know now, then so that's always the case. So I guess before we get, I know you guys got some news and things are going to start expanding here. But before we get into that, where are we as far as numbers in Chippewa County right now?
Well, for total cases, we are at 1,769. We have 1,693 in recovery. We have 24 active cases that we're monitoring. We're still standing at 27 deaths and no one in the hospital.
Woo! So, that's good.
Yeah. So we did see that little spike of cases probably for about a two-week period, and we're starting to see another downtrend. So I'm really hoping that we can hold our ground with minimal cases again and just kind of get through this little hump. So, yeah, good news.
Yeah, good news. That's the direction you guys want to see it go, that's for sure. So obviously a lot of things have kind of happened since we last talked. First of all, I guess the most recent thing is that another vaccine has been authorized and is, I guess, getting out into the public, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a, from what I understand, we're all becoming experts in this, I guess, or quote-unquote experts, a one-shot vaccine. Are we going to start seeing that come into the Chippewa County soon or not?
Actually, we already have it. Our main target, though, with the Johnson & Johnson, because it is a one dose, is to get the homebound population, because, of course, it makes it easier to, in case they're not available again. But we can get out there, do a one dose. It'll be for people leaving the hospital if they want to be vaccinated. Populations where you may not be able to see the people again for various reasons. So the one dose is a nice vaccine. We do have it. We're not using it right now in our clinic. As I said, it's going to be for our outlying homebound population at this point. And I don't know that we're going to. We don't expect to get any more, at least till the end of the month will be our next shipment. But we did get it right away. And of course, we still have Moderna that we're working with as well.
That's good news. And I would imagine just from a maintenance standpoint, you know, as far as managing it and everything, there's not the, now we need to track to make sure that person comes in for their second dose or whatever. I'd imagine it's much more manageable from that aspect.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we're hoping will happen right now, as you know, the new order came out, and I know that we're going to talk about the new guidance with the state lowering the age eligibility age range right now to 50 with chronic health conditions. But what we're hoping is that they also open up so that we can use that one dose Johnson & Johnson for the transient population. So if we have people just kind of in our area for a short period of time, whether it be for substance abuse rehabilitation, you know, we do have a couple inpatient treatment centers here in the area. We have people that wind up in our county jail for various reasons, and they may not be here for more than 21 days. But we want to make sure that those people, if we're able to use that one-dose vaccine with that transient population to avoid further spread of infection, we'd like to be able to do that. So I know that that's being discussed at the state and federal level in a way to possibly use that one-dose Johnson & Johnson down the road after we get through, you know, people that are still in that 65 and up age range, chronic health conditions, essential workforce. It's just another avenue for infection control.
I know one of the drawbacks of the other two vaccines is especially the Pfizer one was that it had to be, you know, kept at such a low temperature and everything, and I think the Moderna does too, but not as low as the Pfizer. What about the Johnson & Johnson as far as handling it? Is it an easier vaccine just to maintain on your end? Or?
It is. We can actually refrigerate it. It has different, they all have their own nuances, though. Once you take them out and begin to use them, there are time frames for all of them, and And each one's just a little bit different. But yes, Johnson & Johnson is a little easier to maintain.
And I know that we talked about this before, that regardless, if you get an opportunity to get the shot, it doesn't matter which one you get, just get it and start getting vaccinated, right? Don't be picky about which one you get if you, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that there's been a lot of information out there about the Johnson & Johnson being a little less effective than the Moderna and Pfizer. However, we do know that it's very effective with preventing hospitalizations and deaths. So it's still a very effective vaccine. It's going to do the job in case you are exposed to COVID. You're not going to get as ill. You most likely will not wind up in the hospital, and you should be able to recover. So we are really encouraging, if you have the opportunity to get it, just get it.
Let's talk a little bit about, again, we're going to talk about the changes at the state level as far as the guidance, as far as who can get the vaccine at this point. I know that's going to change. What about the mutations or whatever that are out there we've heard about? I know I ask every time, have we seen that here yet, or is it getting closer? Is it something we're still concerned about?
We haven't seen it in our county yet. That doesn't mean it's not here, and I think that's probably something we should all be aware of, is that we all travel, people go downstate, you are different places, family comes to visit. So, yes, it's more than likely it's here. It just has not been officially announced, and we haven't seen anything. So even though it's out there, we have to assume it's out there, I guess would be the best way to put that.
Right.
People continue to use the same precautions they've been using, of course, you know, washing hands. Social distancing. These things will help. The vaccine, at this point, they still seem to be effective. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any where it's reoccurrence where somebody's getting additionally, you know, sick. So the biggest thing with it is it seems to spread easier than other variants.
We're talking to Lana Steinhaus and Karen Sankus from the Chippewa County Health Department. So let's get into the changes at the state level as far as who can get vaccinated. When did that come down, and when will who is it? I guess who's available to get it now, and when will that be available for them?
So it was announced yesterday, takes effect on Monday. So as of March 8th, if you are 50 years old and have a chronic health condition, and there's a whole list of the conditions that you would fall into, you are able to get the vaccine. Also, if you are a caretaker for a child in your home that has a disability or a chronic health condition, you are eligible for the vaccine as well. So we have already enhanced our registration form on our website to ask those questions. And keep in mind, we know that this is going to open up the playing field, actually, for a lot of people to get the vaccine, which is wonderful. I don't want people to think that we've stopped vaccinating the essential workforce. We are still doing that in
right.
tandem with getting this new age group in as well. So, yeah, we're pretty excited that the state did drop that age range and that they are recognizing that people with chronic health conditions are really in need of this vaccine. So, you know, we'll be ready to go on Monday. So if you meet that criteria, make sure you get online or you give us a call and we'll get you on the schedule. We've got several other community partners as well that are vaccinating. I don't want people to forget that if they're eligible for any of the clinics that Sioux Tribe, Bay Mills Tribe, War Memorial are running, to actually check out their websites and see what their eligibility is at the time. And also we have two pharmacies in the area that are administering vaccine, and that's
it's Meyer and Walgreens.
Walgreens, I couldn't think of that.
And both are by appointment. You just call and schedule. I actually spoke with somebody from Walgreens yesterday, so they do have vaccine. And so there are lots of areas in our county where people can get vaccinated. If they, for some reason, can't get into the health department or aren't able to wait, they can check around and see what some of the partners are able to do for them. And there are some clinics coming up. I think War Memorial has one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That is by appointment, but they have one tomorrow. There'll be another one being held by Bay Mills, and that's going to be in 2 weeks on March 19th. So we'll have more information about that. But those are two big ones that I know are coming up. So those will help as well. And as Karen said, we do have our online registration, and people could, if they can't use the online registration, they can call the health department. We, of course, are trying to encourage people to use their online. only because it does cut down on the phone calls coming in, so our staff can actually call and schedule for those that are waiting to be scheduled.
Do we have an idea of how many people in the county have been vaccinated, either fully or at least gotten one shot? Do you know, have those numbers? Or?
Yep, we do. Actually, as of Tuesday, for people that fall into that 65 and up population, 36% of that population has been fully vaccinated, and 56% of 65 and up have received at least one dose. Overall, we are right around 23% of our population within Chippewa County has been vaccinated.
That's pretty good.
With at least one dose, and 14% are fully vaccinated. So we are moving along pretty well here in general. And again, it's a coordinated effort between the health department, the hospital, the tribes, and now the pharmacy. So it's really good to see.
And we've talked about it before, about the fact that, again, maybe we more than other counties have the advantage of having, you know, two sovereign nations within the county. We've got the two pharmacies that are helping out in the hospital. I mean, there's a full onslaught from several different places that are kind of attacking this.
Exactly.
It's been wonderful. I mean, I think we're a very lucky community, and you don't realize all the benefits you have of living in Chippewa County until you see something of this, you know, size go into effect and how people do come together.
One other note on the new order or the new vaccine guidance that came out, within a couple weeks, on March 22nd, regardless of whether you have health chronic health conditions or illness, if you're 50 years of age, you're going to qualify. So the state is opening it right up on March 22nd to anyone that's 50 and older, regardless of your health status.
Go ahead. Finish that up.
Oh, I was saying we're still moving, as Karen said. We are still doing essential workforce. We're taking them as we go. We've been allowed to move a little bit forward, but other parts of the state still are, you know, struggling in some other areas. So we don't have this wide open, anybody in the particular, you know, one, I think it's 1B, C category. We still have to kind of be choosy going through that group. But hopefully at some point we'll be able to open it up to everybody and just be able to move forward.
Are you concerned about vaccine availability as things start to open up and more people become available for the vaccine? I know we've had some issues a couple weeks ago, maybe more than that, a month ago, whatever, when we weren't getting any, and then it started to trickle in. Now it's maybe coming a little bit more frequently. Are you concerned that there might be a shortage at some point?
I don't know if there will be a true shortage. From the sounds of it, the federal government is actually ramping up manufacturing in several different ways, and now we have three vaccines actually out to work with. What we may see, you know, the goal is that 75% of people within the state be vaccinated. I think as we inch towards that number in our region or county, we might see the state pulling back a little bit on our allocation of vaccine,
right.
Which would make sense. I mean, if we don't have the numbers and if the majority are vaccinated, they want to keep us at least having some in our community, we might see a slowing down of distribution. But right now, I'm not hearing any problems in terms of manufacturing, distribution, unless it's a weather issue.
Right.
I mean, and again,
which
it is only
had,
March,
right?
in Michigan,
sure.
So
exactly.
Anything can happen.
Sure.
But
anything else as far as what people, as far as this new population that's available to get the vaccine, people with chronic health problems that are age 50 or over, where would they find out if they qualify, and what's the procedure for them to go forward and to schedule an appointment?
Well, they actually, if they believe that they qualify, if they do have an underlying condition, they just need to, they can just register through the health department. They can call us if they have questions about it, and we can answer. But for the most part, if they know they have a health concern, a health issue, they would qualify. We are not going to grill people about their health history. We will take them at their word. If they believe they have a health condition, then we will that is enough for us, and we will schedule them for an appointment. And again, if they, I believe that Bay Mills, Sioux Tribe, the hospital, lots of places are doing clinics too. So if they can't get in with us, if they can't get in as fast as they would like, they would be able to go to these places as well. But if they want information or they do really have some questions, they can certainly call the health department at any time.
It seems like the demand for the vaccine is pretty high. It seems like maybe initially there was some trepidation because, well, it's a new vaccine. It's been, you know, put out pretty quick and everything. But I guess as more people are getting vaccinated and are maybe fully vaccinated and say, well, maybe I got a little sick or I had a sore arm or whatever, but other than that, I was fine. Maybe people are relaxing a little bit and saying, okay, those people haven't grown another appendage, so I'm going to be okay if I get this vaccine.
Right, and we do see that, and you do have places where we had maybe worked with the businesses, the organization earlier on to get their staff vaccinated. Maybe people had refrained, and now we're getting phone calls saying, can I get in? And of course, we're going to get them in. So we understand people want to wait, but there is vaccine available, and if you fall into any of these categories, we urge you to get it, whether it's from us or from any of the other partners in our community.
As a thing, I know there's probably still more things that you have to wait from the state, but as things move forward and everything, do you have like a point on the calendar you're thinking, we're going to get to 75% of the county by this date? That's our kind of our goal?
Well, you know, I am really hopeful that by summer we will see that number, which is only a few months away.
Right.
You know, if they continue to ramp up the vaccine manufacturing as is indicated, and if they continue to open up the eligibility, and we continue to get the vaccine amount that we're getting in this area, I don't see why that wouldn't happen. I'm really hopeful that by mid to end June, we'll be at that mark.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is it's kind of weird. I mean, people look at how Michigan has, and whether you this isn't a political statement or whatever. I think we've done a pretty good job of keeping our people protected and everything, and I think for the most part, especially here, people have done a good job of doing this stuff. And then we see in the news where Texas all of a sudden they're saying no more masks, no more anything. That's like really concerning. It's like, wow, I can't imagine you're just going to throw it all out to the wind now. So
I agree. And here's the thing. I mean, our stats are looking good. You know, we're moving a lot of vaccine, but we have to keep in mind we're not even at 25% of total county residents being fully vaccinated yet. So we do have to keep that in mind. And you make a good point with the new executive order coming down that's allowing for a little more capacity in restaurants and bars and a little more capacity in terms of residential gatherings and some other events. We still have to keep that in mind, that the people that you're around, even if you are vaccinated, the people that you are around may not be. And there are still people out there that aren't eligible. There are still people that may not be able to get the vaccine. So we do have to keep doing all of that, taking all those precautions that we've been taking for a year just to make sure that we can move forward and that hopefully in the summer we are at that 75% and that our numbers for infection continue to go down.
So would they go to your website, people, if they are now all of a sudden eligible to get a vaccine to register for an appointment?
Yes. And it's actually front and center when you go to ChippewaHD.com. There will be, it's very clear where you need to register. Even if they're not certain, if they qualify, if they want to register, we can work through it when we call them. But we do encourage, if you have access to the internet, please go to our webpage. If you can't, we would have them actually call our scheduling line, which is 635-3572, and it'll give an option one. But regardless, whichever number you press, one or two, after you call that number, they'll be able to help you.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to add before we let you go for the day?
No, enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, enjoy that for sure. So, and we should let people know. So we're on an every other week. So next week we'll have David John on. We'll have Lana and Karen on. And unless, again, as I said to you before we went on the air, if there's something comes up, you've got something new you want to get out there ASAP, we can always do that. But our regular conversations and discussions about COVID will be every other week with the health department. So we'll see. Unless we talk to you sooner, we'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Lana Steinhaus and Karen Sankas joining us here on 1230 WSOO.